What is up, guys? Special edition of the NBA Outlet. LeBron is now a Laker. I'm your host, Nick Fay. With me, as always, Corey Waldron. Special guest, Jack Manuel. Guys, get right into it. What was your reaction when you just got this notification? LeBron is signed with the Lakers on a four-year deal, $153 million and $300K. What are your thoughts on this, guys?
I don't have words. Like, words can't come out of my mouth and express what I think about this. There are so many, like, you know, storylines surrounding this. LeBron, personally, the Lakers franchise, all the people surrounding him, Kawhi. What is going to happen? These next few days are going to be absolutely wild. The NBA is an ever-changing landscape. And, you know, in the space of, we literally just recorded, like, 15 minutes ago. And, you know, we get the notification. I didn't even get the notification from Bleacher. They took too long. Nick had to go, Jack, like, you know, what happened? I'm like, holy shit, this is actually happening. I'm still shocked. I'm like, you know, the emoji of just like the mouth open and eyes wide open. It's insane.
Holy shnikes. I'm not going to curse. Wow. We just, like you said, Jack, you know, us three just got done recording, speculating about LeBron. I said he was either going to go to the Lakers with Kawhi or he was going to stay in Cleveland. I also just read a tweet that Kawhi is adamant in saying he will only go to the Los Angeles Lakers. That is the only place he wants to be traded to. That's the only place he wants to go. Obviously, the news, LeBron, also long-term, 4 years. The Lakers go from having two bad seasons, well, you know, three or four bad seasons, move on from Kobe to getting the guy who's better than Kobe and, you know, all-time great.
Yes, sir.
Magic Johnson said he was going to bring some superstars to L.A. or he would quit in 2 years. I guess he's there for the next 22 years. my Lord, this is earth-shattering. This is ridiculous. Who goes now to L.A.? Paul George is trying to, you know, unsign his contract, become a free agent.
He might put DeAndre Jordan.
This is literally pure basketball anarchy right now. I don't know what to do with my hands. I feel like Ricky Bobby. They're just out in front of me, holding on to nothing but the fact that LeBron is going to be wearing purple and gold next year.
I mean, the speculation was all there. Like, the Lakers were the favorite. It just doesn't feel real, though. Like, you know, you heard it. You saw what was going to happen. It still felt like there's a chance he might go back to Cleveland. LeBron joining his third team. The fact that it's 4 years is very interesting. Did not expect that at all. It's so crazy that LeBron is now a Laker. The Lakers are in an amazing position. They have $71 million in change guaranteed, enough for another max spot. They want to go over to Marcus. You guys mentioned the trade for Kawhi. This is just like everything about the NBA, why we love NBA free agency. It's just remarkable for this to happen, and it happened so fast. Every LeBron decision seemed like it took a week or two. Now this happened July 1st.
8.5 days, yeah. Is what ESPN said before free agency is how long it takes LeBron to normally make a decision. And, you know, Nick, yeah, you made a joke about how, you know, LeBron said he was going to make a decision by Tuesday morning. You were like, I doubt that. Well, he one-upped you. You were right. You should have doubted it because it was Sunday night.
Sunday night at 8 p.m. on the first day, official first day of free agency. Obviously, the Lakers and LeBron and Clutch Sports have already chatted probably for months now. But I'm still, like Corey said, and Jack, it's mind-blowing. And, like, we knew it was going to happen in a way, but still it's being realistic. And now going to see LeBron and the purple and gold is just – I don't know. It's just something I didn't ever really to expect. After 2010, I thought he was going to go to the Lakers. He was going to go then, and now he's there. The Lakers still have a max cap spot available. They can add the assets to trade for Kawhi. We could possibly see Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, and DeMarcus Cousins.
And this is from at Mad Kid Palm City, our fan of ours at Flatbush in Atlanta. For the first time in 8 years, a team not featuring LeBron James is going to make it out of the Eastern Conference. He's in the West now. LeBron is a Western Conference player. And, you know, the announcement of it as well, Tim Cato of The Athletic, his announcements went from a TV special in 2010 to the Players Tribune piece, a written letter, to a little tiny one-sentence press release from Clutch Sports. Like, everything surrounding LeBron James is just, like, magical.
It's crazy.
You know what the biggest dilemma now is for Lakers fans? You know, they've been constantly saying Kobe is the GOAT. Well, now you have LeBron, so
yeah.
How do you How do you manage these murky waters? Do you accept the fact LeBron is the greatest because he's on your team now? I mean, woohoo, these are some big time issues when you have LeBron James, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be a storyline all year.
What number is he going to wear? Is he going to wear 23? Is he going to wear 6? Like, what's going to be the go there?
There's been a lot of talk about 23. That was the rumor going around that he was going to be 23. But moving on from here, obviously, when you sign the best player in the world, you're guaranteed a trip to the playoffs. And in the West, you're not guaranteed a trip to the finals, but he's probably going to at least get them to the second round, depending on who they're going to add. What do you think is the most likely scenario in terms of talent? You think Kawhi is a lock to go to the Lakers? Magic is going to say, take whatever you want. Give me Kawhi.
Yeah, Adrian Wojnarowski literally tweeted, like his tweet after the LeBron one is that Kawhi Leonard's focus is unchanged. He wants to be a Laker. I think if he didn't want to be a Laker, or if he was like somewhat hesitant about Philly, and like once he sees like LeBron James go there, I think he wants to go there maybe that little bit more now as well. The ball, and we were talking about the fact that, you know, who had the leverage in the trade talks, so to speak. I think the Lakers have got it a little bit more now in terms of the fact that they've got LeBron James. And Kawhi is going to be absolutely adamant that he gets in that purple and gold next season. Kawhi Leonard, I'm hoping to God that he is healthy, because Kawhi Leonard and LeBron James in that front court is going to be absolutely freaking scintillating.
Who do you think is going to be the trade pieces? Do you think they're going to keep Lonzo and LeBron's going to have to deal with LeVar? Or do you think Lonzo's going to be out? They might trade him for another point guard. I mean, the options are pretty crazy, because they do still have all this cap space. They have great assets. They could hypothetically trade for Kemba Walker as well. Or if they got Kawhi, you know, they could fill out the roster with other free agents. And like somebody's brought up on Twitter, you know, if they went into the season with a roster not being complete, they could make trades. LeBron's teams are always making trades at the deadline. There's just so many different scenarios that can happen.
Thomas is still on the Lakers, by the way. I'm just going to put that out there too.
He's a free agent, so I don't think LeBron wants to play with him. But you never know.
He's still there. Yeah.
I think this is just incredible. What was the question? I'm just lost.
what do you think? Where are they going to add? Where are they going to add? Obviously, Kawhi is pretty much a lock, it seems like, at this point. What are some other things that you could see happening in Lakerland?
Julius Randle, apparently, there's rumors. I think Silver Screen and Roll, the SB Nation or fan side, I can't remember what one it is, tweeted out that Julius Randle apparently wants out. I don't think Magic Johnson really gives a shit. pardon my cursing. But I don't think he cares. He's got LeBron James, the best, or if not second best player of all time, to commit to his team. Jeannie Buss, you know, this is why he was brought in. He doesn't have to quit anymore. You know, it didn't take him 2 years to do it. It took him like 2 days since that press conference that he was like, you know, I'm pretty confident. You know, I've battled Larry Bird and now I've got LeBron James. Like, this is like monumental in terms of like front office achievements. Like, Magic Johnson obviously isn't the head of the front office. I think he's like president of basketball operations and it's Rob Pelinka. But like, to be a fly on the wall, did that dinner actually happen? Like, you know, the private plane to LA, was that like an indicator? I can't wait to see all these tidbits as they like start to roll out. And, you know, if you're an Eastern Conference friend, Knicks, like, you know, that's an extra spot in the playoffs. Cause I doubt like, you know, what's going to happen with Cleveland, like Cleveland fans must be like crying themselves to sleep.
They're going to burn jerseys again, even though it's the wrong thing to do.
Yeah. I'm wondering who the first person that's going to be like tweeting that shit out is going to be.
You're right. They're definitely going to be burning jerseys, which is absurd. I can't believe this. Like, it's funny how like we all knew the Lakers were, you know, front runners. We've been hearing this, but like hearing it and seeing it are completely different things.
Yeah, it's crazy. How do you think this impacts LeBron's career? In the sense, obviously, this is going to be his third team playing Cleveland, Miami, then back to Cleveland, now going to LA and signing the 4-year deal, meaning that he's not going to leave the Lakers. You know, I mean, unless a trade were to happen, which is highly unlikely, there's a chance he could retire a Laker. How is this going to impact his career and his legacy?
CJ McCollum put out a tweet, the fact that like the 4-year deal indicates basically when Bronny, his son, will be heading into the NBA. So at the same time, he can just sort of like go, okay, if Bronny gets signed by the Lakers, which could happen, I'm going to sign him for another 1-year deal. Because he made that point to Rachel Nichols and ESPN that will be his greatest achievement if he does get to play with or against his son. So that's the goal in mind for LeBron. That is the narrative surrounding this move to LA. He talked about the fact that like it was his family driving a lot of the decision. You know, that's what this decision was about. And I'm sure that the LA lifestyle is going to suit Savannah and his kids very well. He's got those mansions out there. It's going to be a lot more fun, you know, kicking around in LA, hitting up the nightclubs, you know, hanging out with, you know, all his teammates. You know, it's going to change like Los Angeles for what we know it. Like, you know, this was Kobe's town. Like Corey mentioned, this was Kobe's town. This is LeBron's town now. LeBron could be remembered as a Laker. It's his last chapter of his career, likely. It's just absolutely insane.
And depending on who they add, he could win championships. I mean, it's not like the Warriors can't be beat. They can be beat. They just have to make an incredible team. But I think LeBron went to the Lakers seeing the flexibility is there. The young assets are there. I could go to a more established team, but I could literally go to the Lakers and almost decide who they're going to get. Obviously, he's going to have a big impact on the front office. And, you know, like Corey's mentioned on the show that we recorded 15 minutes ago, Kawhi is arguably going to be the best player LeBron's ever played with in terms of at that point in his career. You know, Kawhi could possibly pass LeBron in some point in his 4-year contract and become the best player in the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, the young guys around him who can still develop, and the simple fact that you're in LA, the destination is a lot more appealing than Cleveland.
It's hot as hell. It's hotter than ever.
And for the pure fact, too, like, they have a ton of money, and they always have money. The Lakers are a big – I mean, obviously, if you max out and you get, you know, other, you know, big-time free agents, then, you know, the cap shrinks. But as of right now, L.A. has a huge cap space. You know, this is a big market team. LeBron, you know, besides his time in Miami, you know, he's never been in a place with a cap like the Lakers. Like, this is a team that can really bring in – you know, a ton of talent. They can make a lot of moves, especially if they move Luol Deng. I mean, forget it. This is just the optimal position for LeBron right now, especially when, of course, Kawhi is, you know, kind of lurking out there and possibly going to be joining him.
Yeah, I think the thing is here is how much they give up for Kawhi, and then do they keep any of the guys, or do they flip those guys and try to add more talent? You know, there's a situation, like Corey mentioned, getting rid of a Luol Deng. Maybe you attach one of the young pieces, somebody like, let's say a Sacramento or Atlanta or Chicago is like, all right, we'll eat Luol Deng. You're giving us a great young piece. The Lakers don't really care because they're looking at the cap space and they're like, how can we dethrone the Warriors and beat Houston as well? The possibilities are endless. And like you said, it's a situation for LeBron to really dictate and almost create his team. I don't know how much power I have in the front office, but obviously knowing LeBron and his vision, he wants to have some impact on who they sign and who they grab. So I think, like, the players they add are going to all be LeBron-type players that want to play with LeBron and fit the style of his play.
Yeah, I mean, as well, at the same time, we talked about Carmelo Anthony briefly. If he's likely to be bought out of OKC, we could see Carmelo Anthony in a Lakers jersey. I feel like that could be a likelihood. You know, obviously, you know, it'd reunite him with one of his mates, and LeBron loves playing with his friends. D Wade as well. You know, there's still conjecture about whether he continues on with the Miami Heat. I'm sure that, you know, he wouldn't mind a year in LA if that were the case, if Carmelo were to be there as well. You know, they would suggest it changed the entire dynamic of this Lakers franchise. You know, we're talking to them about being like this young up and coming team, Kuzma, Ingram. You know, which of these guys sticks around? Do they all stick around? Obviously, you know, it's unlikely, you know, if they do land Kawhi Leonard, but they could strike out. And, you know, LeBron is surrounded by these young, up-and-coming, you know, huge potential pieces.
Which could carry him later on in his career.
Yeah, I mean, if Ingram reaches his ceiling, you know, the sky's the limit. If Lonzo Ball finds a three-point shot, it might be one of the best point guards that LeBron's ever played with. It's just there's so many storylines surrounding what LeBron is doing right now. And, you know, all of us three are Eastern Conference, follow Eastern Conference teams. You know, if you're a Boston Celtics fan, if you're a Raptors fan, oh my God, Raptors fans must be, you know, singing in the snow. Is it snowing up there in Toronto now?
There might be a light at the end of the tunnel for the Raptors. Like, hypothetically, I know a lot of Raptors fans are like, oh, we could have beat Boston or we could beat Philly. We just can't get over the LeBron hump. So they could technically, you know, have faith that they could get to the finals now. And like you said, Jack, us all being Eastern Conference fans, like, the hope is a lot higher. And now the Eastern Conference becomes a destination in the sense that, all right, if we get to the finals, we don't have to face the Lakers super team or the Warriors super team until we get there. And that's a different situation. Because now the Warriors are going to have to deal with LeBron before they get to the finals and the Rockets. The West just got incredibly more difficult.
Yeah, I mean, I just saw a tweet of the guys in the West. I'm just going to read them really quick. So you have Steph, KD, Clay, Draymond, LeBron, Chris Paul, James Harden, Paul George, Russell Westbrook, Donovan Mitchell, Kawhi Leonard, Damian Lillard, Jimmy Butler, Karl Anthony Towns, Jokic, Millsap, Anthony Davis, and still DeMarcus Cousins. Now, that's just the Western Conference, and that's just absurd. And Lonzo Ball just tweeted, you guys thought he was going to not go to the greatest city on the planet. The king is here. I mean, the West has just got stacked.
Watch your tweets, Lonzo, before you get traded.
Yeah, right. And then looking to now, if LeBron and the Lakers manage to get to the NBA Finals, it wouldn't it be very poetic if there's a Celtics Lakers rivalry again, and it's LeBron versus Kyrie Irving going up against each other in the NBA Finals?
That would probably be the highest rated final series in probably like 10 years. It would just be crazy. And not to mention, if LeBron were to go to the Lakers and bring them to the finals, super team or not, it adds to his legacy. People want to talk shit about saying he's lost so many times in the finals. If this dude goes to another team and goes to the finals again, getting through Golden State in Houston, that is another check mark for his resume.
Yeah. And another ESPN just tweeted out, LeBron will now be coached by Luke Walton, who was drafted 31 picks after him in 2003. Like, that's pretty crazy, the fact that he's going to be coached by a guy who's literally in the same draft as him as well. So, like, I mean, we all say that, LeBron James is the coach of his teams. Luke Walton is quite a capable coach. His time coaching that Golden State Warriors team when Steve Kerr was out, and the way he coached this Lakers team last year, especially defensively, I think that there's going to be a really nice synergy there. And, LeBron James just reinvigorates whatever franchise he goes to, but he's going to reinvigorate basically all the other franchises, in the Eastern Conference, except for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
And you talk Luke Walton on multiple levels. I think it works because, like you mentioned, Jack, being the same draft class, having a relationship with him in some degree, playing against him, understanding LeBron a little bit, being known as a player's coach. All the Lakers players love him except Lonzo when his dad talks bad about him. But and then also him coaching Golden State, LeBron's enemy. He knows him better than almost anybody. So I think that's another added bonus in terms of when they face off in the playoffs, if they do.
Yep. It's just, guys, as Cleveland Cavaliers fans, like, now, what happens? Is Kevin Love gone?
I mean, that's a smart move. That's a smart move. You can sit there and try to be mediocre, but your contracts suck. There's no way to get around it. You got Tristan Thompson. You got J.R. Smith. I think you move whatever you can move. Try to open up the books. I believe they're at 110 already in terms of salary cap. So they have the mid-level exception, the biannual exception. But really, what else are you going to add? You drafted Colin Sexton. Maybe try to move K-Love for another young piece, a draft pick or something, or even just to get off one of your bad contracts. Other than that, you don't really have much to build around, and you're really not good enough to do anything in the East. Maybe you add a couple players you can squeeze into the eighth seed, but really, does that matter, especially after you've just been to your finals? Like, the fans don't care about that. You need to go full rebuild and just hope that you can try to get some good pieces and kind of move this faster than last time. And maybe if you're lucky at the end of this four-year contract, you can draft LeBron's son and make LeBron come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if you're Cleveland, you hit the nail on the head, Nick. You got to try and move Kevin Love, get some sort of asset, and start building to the future. I know – and if you want to bring back Rodney Hood now, I think that's more likely.
Yep, definitely.
But, just start getting some young assets, start building to the future. You're officially not going to ever have LeBron James in a Cleveland Cavalier uniform again. Now, unless some crazy turn of events happen, I just don't see that likely.
I think if they draft his son, that would be their best chance of getting him back.
Yeah, right. As a last sort of like hurrah.
That would be kind of sick, too, not to lie. Like, LeBron playing with his son and then back in Cleveland, like, there would be so much hype around that.
It'd be absolutely amazing. Is there a chance that the Cleveland Cavaliers, I can't see Dan Gilbert, his ego being able to do this, Kevin Love goes to the Lakers?
I actually thought about that in my head a little bit, Jack. I'm just thinking, like, could K-Love, like, him and LeBron's relationship was kind of weird at first, but it seems like they really hit it off. He understands what LeBron wants. He's helped them in some ways. Well. Yeah, and he hugged. It was the first dude he hugged after they won the championship for Cleveland when they came back 3-1. I wouldn't push it out of the realm of possibilities, but like you said, I think Dan Gilbert, he obviously has way too big an ego. Obviously, the last time LeBron left writing that letter, and then there was reports coming out that he hoped LeBron would leave just so he could, quote-unquote, have his team back, which is just hilarious. But I wouldn't have any faith in Dan Gilbert. If I'm Kobe Altman, I'm just like, God damn, I took this job last year, and now I'm screwed.
Yeah.
I mean, at the same time, you know, it's who? I mean, Corey, you just rattled off a list of names that's just never ending. Who's the best player in the Eastern Conference
now? I knew you were going to say that, Jack.
Kyrie Irving, one of his best.
It's probably gonna be if Joel Embiid takes his game to another level, it's probably between Joel Embiid and Kyrie Irving. I'd say those two are probably the at the top of that list. But absolutely surreal.
Yeah, it just still doesn't feel real until we see LeBron in the Laker uniform, and then it's finally going to happen. And it's definitely interesting on the Paul George front, because I know we mentioned a little bit on the previous show that we thought it was possible that he thought LeBron wasn't going to go there, so that could have been a reason why he stayed. But it's crazy. But, you know, we're going to probably drop another show about LeBron maybe tomorrow or the next day, but we just want to give you a quick breaking news. Corey and Jack, thanks for hopping on real quick. As always, you can check us out on OTGBasketball.com, Blog Talk, iTunes, and you can check out our other free agency pod. We talked about the other guys that I know aren't quite as much hype, but they do matter too.
Hashtag shook.
Hashtag shook. I feel that.